Game 4 edition of the Celtics Tonight continues from Quicken Loans Arena. Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Our conversation with the head coach, Brad Stevens, and we'll fence a little bit about starting lineup changes and what they actually mean in a second. But you're coming off, I got to congratulate you up front, because that was a new record. It was Popovichian in its brevity in the pregame media, where essentially you were done in what? It was like a Mike Tyson fight. You were done in like 38 seconds and out. That was awesome. How did you do that?
Well, I was only asked a couple of questions. So,
how long do you feel you have to wait? When they're stunned, you must be like, okay, I can get out of here, right?
I just kind of looked around. I asked if they had any more. So
sometimes you just want to throw down the mic and walk out. Like, it's it. I'm done.
It's proof that we probably don't need to have media at shoot around and prior to the game both. Probably could do it all at once. But but I understand that everybody's got a job to do, and I understand that access is very important.
Yeah, the 4 days between games and all those extra media sessions. All right, we've talked throughout the year about connectivity. It was the first thing you brought up after Game 3 Saturday. We have more people now listening, and obviously different people than were listening during the regular season that might be hearing us for the first time. Start with what you are referring to when you say it.
Well, I think playing together, playing with a single-mindedness of purpose. And, I think that there's a lot of things that can take away from that. You know, the other team's aggression. The other team can run actions that can hurt you, those type of things. Or you can do it to yourself. And I thought that they were very aggressive on Saturday, so I think that they deserve credit. And then I think that we weren't we weren't as connected and didn't play with that single-mindedness of purpose that we did in the first two home games.
Give me an example. Let's start on offense. Give me an example of where connectivity can get lost and where it did get lost on Saturday night.
Well, I think anytime, and I think generally, you know, in every possession, you're searching for the ability to attack the paint, create a paint threat. Oftentimes, you're trying to do that through movement, but sometimes you're doing it through finding a matchup that you really like. And there were multiple times where I don't feel like we recognized the matchup. Again, I think Cleveland had a lot to do with that because of their ball pressure. They sped us up. And when you get sped up, that's when you have to, be even tougher to try to get the best shot possible.
How much of that, and this is like a secondary game film almost type question, how much of that was what Tristan Thompson and Larry Nance were doing when they were in the game, particularly when it comes to Al?
They're good defenders, but we could do a better job of getting out of the ball, and we will tonight.
All right, what's an example connectivity-wise on defense? I think people watching the game, or certainly watching the second day, heard you screaming out several times at guys, to be in a different spot than they were.
What's communication. Example? I think number one is communication was not great, and these are loud environments. You're going to have to be tremendous communicating. I didn't think we executed our coverages as well as we have in the previous games. You know, we've got a lot of guys switching, so there's got to be a lot of talk, and there's a lot that's required of that, but it's our, that's our strength. And so we have to be able to do that, and we have to be able to do that in any environment.
Here's my only lineup-related thing, is the idea of not making a lineup change because it is Game 98, because you're in the Eastern Conference Finals, is that sort of an archaic, old-school notion that you don't make changes just because of where you happen to be in the season?
So I don't even think about it. I think about what's best for us offensively, defensively, and in rotating our players.
Each game within the course of a playoff series can dramatically change your thinking, right? Is each game a fingerprint that way?
And certainly, there's a lot of factors that go into that. But just because you play bad doesn't mean you need to overreact. And sometimes you play well, but you know that you probably need to make a change based on, again, sometimes it's about their rotation. Oftentimes it's about your rotation. There's a lot of guesswork that's taken out right now just because of our numbers. So, we've only got so many guys available, and a lot of them play pretty similar positions, or at least we have four guys that play pretty similar positions. So, you have to put as much time and thought in it as you can. And the one thing I don't think you can do is overreact to a small sample.
That's the head coach. It's Game 4, and it's next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.